have a terrible time getting you out. Oh, Buddha! Oh, Buddha! I'm so confused. But where do the animals go? The flies and the bugs, the mouses and the fish, the birds and the trees and the flowers. They die from here, too. He laughed and said, "Don't worry about them. They are not like you and the others. They are the ones that truly belong to the idea of reincarnation." They'll incarnate till all of you are safe all back home. And then all the gurus and the boys on this dimension will finish fixing up your broken game and take it up where it belongs, in the cosmos. And not where it is right now, resting on the motor. Creatures and trees will be still, happily reincarnating when the game is fixed. Oh, Buddha, is Jesus with you gluing the planes together? Oh, no, he replied, still laughing. Jesus is on Earth. He never left, you see. And with Mohammed in the in-between, they have rescued dying people all these years single-handed to ease the pain of reincarnation. For the accident of your game made it impossible for you to get out. In all these years, Baba, who is Mohammed, took out but 20 boys to help him in this tragedy, for all the others were too afraid of dying. Where is Moses, I asked? Where is Confucius? Are they here too with me? And the Buddha said, where the broken earth is not earth, where you are, but the dimension to planes away is where Moses sits, giving all the children electric sound to you. And Confucius is in all the magnetic thought currents, trying to clean up the thoughts and make them pure. And I, the Buddha, on this side, welding and gluing and fixing. And helping you all up as you come home. And what of the Aesel? What does she do, I ask? Oh, she designs all of the new clothes for all of you that are trapped. I said goodbye and they hung up. And I was all alone, wishing I could be my real self again, the moon child. Then I would fly on my purple pillow to them and have a coffee.
राइटर टिप 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 करता है जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है।
टाइपराइटर टिप 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 करता है जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है।
टाइपराइटर टिप 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 करता है जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है।
Thank you.
प्यार की अर्जी करना हो तो इससे प्यार बढ़ा लो, इससे प्यार बढ़ा लो।
अपने दिल की हालत लिख दो, अपना काम बना लो, अपना काम बना लो।
जीवन का हमराज यही है, जीवन का हमराज यही है, हालत दिल की सुनता है।
हाय प्राय कर टिप 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 करता है, जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है।
हे ठाय फाय चल टिप 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 करता है, जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है।
फिंगर लाइन बनती जाए, लाइन बनती जाए।
प्यार भरा लव लेटर देखो क्या क्या रंग दिखाए, क्या क्या रंग दिखाए। हाय फाइटर टिप 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 करता है, जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है।
हाय फाइटर टिप 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 करता है, जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है।
हम भी अपने दिल की बातें रोज टाइप करते हैं, रोज टाइप करते हैं।
हमको जब से प्यार हुआ है ठंडी आहें भरते हैं, ठंडी आहें भरते हैं।
मैडम अपना हर दिन तुम बिन, मैडम अपना हर दिन तुम बिन, सूना सूना गुजरता है।
हाय फ्लाई कर टिप 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 करता है, जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है।
हाय फाइटर टिप 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 करता है, जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है।
हाय फाइटर टिप 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 करता है, जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है।
判定にはならず、一着井上重則、二着滝沢正道、遠くを見る大切さだけが素足のように残されていて、背中で魚がほどけてゆく。さ りしも目を細めて狂気をためる後にも先にもそれは姿を消す餌ではあったが写真判定にはならず一着井上重則二着滝沢正美長く手を伸ばしても足が続かず思いの丈はリズムバラバラ背中で魚がほどけてゆくさっさっさっさっさっさっさかさかなな目線がわら束のようにかーかー遅すと赤赤と燃える嘘ではあったが写真判定にはならず一着井上重則一着滝沢正美あろうことの連なることごとく破れ去るのみ魚が何かに魚が何かに魚が何かに
Alrighty, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and of course, a very special extra good afternoon to you. I'm KBC and this is The Bit Slap. Today we're doing another grab bag edition, the 30th in a long series. I've been on the air with this for 40 months now and we've only done 30 grab bags. And I was trying to do 1 month, I think I need more, but too bad. We started today with the absolutely fabulous Callie Ballou. And that was the cosmic telephone call from the Angel Liaison and the Buddha. And I think you're right, Callie does deserve her own show, but I only have five things by her. It would drive you completely crazy, okay? After that, B.B. Gabor, Soviet Jewelry. Bombay Talkie after that, Typewriter Tip Tip. And I love Bollywood stuff. It's all so happy and colorful and really, really cool. If you saw Slumdog Millionaire, the whole thing at the end with they're on the subway train and the tracks, that was great. Anyway, after that, Sora no Sakana from Kazuki Tomokawa, an angry young man from Japan, and Jesus, he loves LSD and me from Adult Rodeo. And I found a little video clip of them. Kind of weird, but always you should always make sure you check the playlist and archives pages for various videos because I found some today. I'll keep looking for some more before I post it up there. So, little mind candy for you there. So today, you know, we're just whatever comes along, we'll just go ahead and play it for you. So please enjoy, please stay tuned, and I'll be back to offer excuses in a bit.
Said the chairman of the board. Let's tour the works. I always enjoy a nice tour of the works, in the course of which I'm sure we'll come across a niche that you'll find fits you neatly. Above us, the pink fluorescent ceiling purred, and heavy jungle leaves stirred in the ducted breeze. I'll show you first, he said, the factory floor. Then bop, we went to see Burp, the cake factory, toodle-umpa-dee-pa. We watched all the men burp, each one of them bop to his little bit in the assembly. First bop, select a card burp with a recipe. Yuck, drop it in the slot bop, marked custard tart burp, ready for the next man, this one he. Jerks bop, a lever he burp, has by his deep toodle-umpa-dee-pa. It'll then discharge burp, a pasty turd bop, ready for the next man, this one he. Slice burp right through the top up of the grey pastry. Yuck, the crust in bird's burp as it departs pop. Ready for the next man, this one he drops burp it on the floor pop accidentally. Yuck, he tries to pick it up and get it back on the bench before the next one arrives, but it rolls onto the machinery, so he grabs a nearby floor mop to rake it out, dusts it down his pants, runs up the line to get it back on the track just in time. Ready for the next man, this one he squirts burp from a plastic jar burp all the flavory. Yuck, he fills up half up with avocado burp. Ready for the next man, this one he works burp in a custard bar burp with a big sweetie. Yuck, he churns the curds burp and drops out half burp. Ready for the next man, this one he slurs burp in on the top up with a pink cherry. He hides the dirt burp with powdered chalk burp. Ready for the next man, this one he curse burp with a guitar burp and a wet pink achoo. Coughs burp and wipes it off burp. Ready for the next man, this one he jerks burp a bell and they burp or break for tea. Yippee!
Now that's mildly amazing, rather. mused the chairman of the board, gazing bored but vaguely troubled under his pinkly polished cranium through the boardroom double glazing. Paused in his morning chores of watering the tropical flora on the floor below the window. Hello. Who's that man his back towards us? Must be raving. Who's that man and why is he walking out when everyone's arriving? Senseless, but there's no use talking. Think of all the benefits, security that we provide. Facilities for recreation, entertainment, donkey rides. Hours for leisure, pleasure, hobbies willingly are organized. Who's that man and why is he walking out into the sunrise? Who's that man and what's he doing? There's his pension fund accruing. What's the point of simply blueing all he's worked for round by round? He could work it out on the adventure playground. If he wants excitement, it's for sale downtown. Who's that man is back towards us? Where's he think he's bound? If he wants excitement, it's for sale downtown.
I want the palaces of fun. I'm going back to the ways of the city where the sky is like a copper drum. At the palaces of fun you see the firmament blaze. The sun sets like the sinking of a gong. See the pulsing vapor shines over all those billboards and signs. I want the palaces of fun. I want the sleazy cafes. The people in the town where I belong. The palaces of fun and the amusement arcades. Electric doorways where the crimson guitars strum. In palaces of fun the double fuzz parades. And fiddle with the chains around their thumbs. The queer light at night in isolated rooms. Lit by a television screen. Somebody in a chair accompanied by yells and guns and screams. The deafening loneliness in there. See the rain-soaked sidewalk at night. See the stars, the gutters full of light. I want the palaces of fun. I want the Clubland raids. The faces chewing gum, the ready-mades. The rag doll in the underpass. Yellow tiles all round. About awkward people can't get past. Singing a song about love. I want the palaces of fun. The screaming hit parades. Shake the ground. I like the sound of distortion. Give me the palaces of fun and make it loud, loud, loud. Louder so I can't hear what it says. Behind the window, filled with sun-bleached magazines, the bleak, brown-shouldered dreamers dreaming dreams, turning the pages looking for love. Chromium balls and painted whore. Bang in the plunger and flash up the star. Cherry, 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 lemon and the change cascades. If you want the fruitful life, that's where it's fun. I want the palaces of fun. Come see the fire brigade. Hosing down the pavement where the crumpled form is made. Behind the palaces of fun amid the crooning shades. With a methylated bomb, drown in clouds of laughter and leers. Can you see the bearded lady's tears? I want the palaces up and give me the ace of spades. For when the head is numb, the smile won't fade. Been
on a farm my whole life long, except the times I go to town for a beer. I take my guitar and I play for the bar, and anyone could join in if they cared. One night a pretty city lady stood up to sing. I knew the Moomas needs to be full. She was so far out of place with her up north ways, just like a milk bucket under a bull. She went whim, whip, wham, abba dabba, Scooby Doo, dibba deep and dibba deep and dibba deep. And I go, wah, whim, whip, wham, whip, wah, Scooby Dooby, huh, da dee da dee da dee wah. Well, a silence fell over the room that night. The singer slunk back to her seat. She paid her bill sort of hurried-like and retreated out the door to the street. I kind of feel sorry for that stranger. She just flopped like a fish on dry land. And all she had to do was throw in yahoo-hoo, yippee-yi-yi-too. I know the boys would have given her a hand. But no, 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 not for wham, whip-a-wham, abba-dabba, scooby-doo, dibba-deepin, dibba-deepin, dibba-deep. And I go, wah, wham, whip-a-wham, whip-a-wah, scooby-dooby, huh? Well, I got songs about life, I got songs about strife, some good and some bad and some fair. Some make you smile, some get you riled, but at least it's American I'm speaking here. Not this whim, whip a wham, abba dabba scooby. Yeah, I mean, not that stuff, no. Well, I put down my guitar, I ran out of the bar. There she was, just a crying in the night. She was so sad when I found her that I put my arms around her. Show her everything was gonna be alright. She was quiet for a while. Through the tears I saw her smile. The darkness making way for the dawn. And much to my surprise, when I looked her in the eyes, I could see right there country scat was born. I whispered, whim, whip, a wham, abba dabba, scooby doo, dibbity, dibbity, dibbity. And she goes, wow. Wham, whip a wham, whip a wah. Scooby dooby, da-deep, da-deep, da-deep. Wah, wah, wah.
Okay, that's got it.
Well, you think it's easy, babe. I'm moaning about this rotten world.
Yeah.
And how miserable it is for a teenage boy and girl.
Yeah.
And you think it's easy crying out to be free and letting the authorities know how they wrong both you and me. Oh, well, it ain't.
Yeah.
I marched out in front of the White House shouting how I hate old Uncle Sam. And I laid myself down in the gutter crying out against the war in Vietnam. Oh, you think it's easy singing about misery and how the world is up a creek when you're making over $4,000 a week? Oh, well, it ain't.
Seemed to get stuck on my harmonica. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, it ain't. Oh, God, it ain't. Oh, God, it ain't.
Oh, I broke the guitar, too. It's very embarrassing. I wish you could see this. There's a million pieces here. $150 guitar. Well...
Come on, boys, potatoes in the paddy wagon, gotta get her out of there.
Come on, boys, potatoes in the paddy wagon, mama says it just ain't fair.
One night, mama went to fetch herself a sweet potato, fell down the cellar stairs. Stork dropped in while she was on the floor, so my sister was born down there.
Daddy said, this will be nothing but a misery, never will be worth a damn.
But mama just loved it.
Apple cider ball at the armory with all the other ripe and ready girls. Sheriff Van Pike picked potato for the polka, but she sprung it with a fiddly dee. And before she could turn around and find another partner, Sheriff took her into custody.
Come on, boys, potatoes in the paddy wagon, gotta get her out of there. Come on, boys, potatoes in the paddy wagon, mama says it just ain't fair.
Mom and Daddy put together quite a little posse, count me and Jack and Cousin Chevy pickup and we caught him at the top of the hill.
Daddy took his Remington and shot away the lock for to set his little darling free. Mom and Daddy said,
Daddy, shut the goddamn door. Sheriff wants to marry me.
Let's go, boys, to Dana's in the paddy wagon. Yeah, we better leave her there. Let's go, boys, to Dana's in the paddy wagon. Mama says it's more than fair. Let's go, boys, to Dana's in the paddy wagon. Yes, we better leave her there. Let's go, boys, to Dana's in the paddy wagon. Mama says it's more than fair. Mama says it's more than fair. Mama says it's more.
Tablespoons of cinnamon and two or three egg whites, a half a stick of butter melted. Stick it all in a bowl, baby. Stir it with a wooden spoon. Mix in a cup of flour. You'll be in heaven soon. Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick-me-up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Ooh, suck on my chocolate salted balls. Stick them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're packed full of vitamins and good for you. So suck on my balls. Quarter cup of unsweetened chocolate and a half a cup of brandy. Then throw in a bag or two of sugar and just a pinch of vanilla. Grease up the cookie sheet, 'cause I hate when my balls stick. Then preheat the oven to 350 and give the spoon a lick. Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick-me-up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. Put them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're packed full of goodness, high in fiber. Suck on my balls.
Hey, wait a minute. What's that smell? It smells like something burning. Well, that don't confront me none. Long as I get my rent paid on Friday. Baby, you better get back in the kitchen. 'Cause I got a sneaking suspicion. Oh, man, baby. Baby, you just burned my bowl. My balls on fire. Come on, spend it. My balls are burning. Give me some water. Put some water on me. My balls are burning. Oh, my goodness. I'm blowing. Do something. Ooh, suck on my chocolate salted balls. Put them in your mouth and suck them. They're on fire, baby. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. Put them out, baby.
Clark Kent could see through her dress. She could have flown to his arms and uncovered his ass. She could have torn off his trousers, discovered his tights. He wouldn't put up a fight. If only Lois. always knew that at the time of ascent, Superman blasted off, and there wasn't no Kent. She could have clung to the wingspan, a fly on the wall. He wouldn't let her fall, but her mouth never moved, and her hair stayed in place. Too little magic in so stiff a face. Framed in the bunnies, captioned and stripped. 10 cents a copy, too cheap a script. If only Lois knew that Kent was light years away. That in the name of Krypton, he was saving the day. She could have leapt on his steno in one single bound, but he was never around. She wouldn't know love if it wasn't out flying, and he broke all her pencils without trying. If he took off his glasses and he blew her a kiss, and a windstorm ensued in Metropolis. Oh, Lois was lost on the man-made of granite, lost in her own baby planet. If only Lois knew that at the scene of a crime, Kent was not to be seen, but always filed on time. He always scooped up a story in super disguise. She always looked so surprised. Taking off with her desk as a runway. If he told her the truth and the rules of the order, as he dressed in the phone booth and he asked her for quarters, Lois was lost on the man made of granite, lost in her own daily planet. If only Lois knew Clark Kent could see through her dress, she could have flown to his arms and uncovered his ass. She could have had herself a layout, some news she could feel with the man made of steel.
Can I go to the hop?
Say what?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what, girl?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
What do you mean, can you go to the hop? You better go and wrestle with that mop. The floors need scrubbing and the dishes ain't clean. Go in that kitchen and you'll see what I mean. Hurry up before I go upside your knot.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? All you ever do when you come in from school, throw down your book, sit on a TV stool, glued to the set just like you're in a trance, jumping around, doing a funny looking dance. I'll make you dance, oh, and I'll make it hot.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? You've been getting away with a little too much. I guess you think your dad's an old soft touch. All of this foolishness, it better stop. Oh, when I finish with you, you'll be too poop to bop. All this job talk has really got to go. When you want, you call me daddy. When you get it, daddy, oh. You call me as well, say I should pick up on the haps. We'll pick up that room and give the floor a few slaps. Don't roll your eyes and keep your big mouth shut.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? You've been getting wrong with a little too much. I guess you think your dad's a no soft touch. All of this foolishness, it better stop. But when I finish with you, you'll be too poop to bop. All this job talk has really got to go. But when you want, you call me daddy. When you get it, daddy, oh. You call me as well, say I should pick up on the haps. We'll pick up that broom and give the floor a few slaps. Don't roll your eyes and keep your big mouth shut.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
No!
Hey, everybody, did the news get around about a guy named Butcher Pete? Old Pete just flew into this town and he's chopping up all the women's meat.
He's
We're back here, offering information free of charge. We started that set with Keith Mitchell. Don't know who he is. That was something called Palaces of Fun. I did find another version of that, believe it or not, from somebody else. I'll put it up on the YouTube section. Not a movie, it's just one of those still pictures with music behind it, but you'll recognize it. After that, we heard from Harvey Sid Fisher, recorded live at WFMU way, way back when. That was something called Country Scat. Richard Libertini, that was Well It Ain't. Richard Libertini is he's a character actor. You've seen him. I found an old clip of him. You will recognize him immediately. I had thought he was in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, but I couldn't find a clip from that that showed him, so I don't know for sure if he was or not. After that, we heard from the New Main Street Singers. That was the semi-fake folk band from It's a Mighty Wind. You remember that. And that featured Jane Lynch and the absolutely gorgeous and lovely Parker Posey. I'm in love with Parker Posey. Parker, call me. I'll be gentle. After that, from South Park, we heard Isaac as the chef. And that was the chocolate salty balls recipe. Followed by Uncle Banzai and Lois Lane. After that, the Cashmeres featuring Eddie Jones. Daddy, can I go to the hop? And then part one of Butcher Pete. And that was Roy Brown and his Mighty Men. And while we listen to Jeff Beck, I will remind you that there's more and you should stay tuned. And right now we're going to get back to Butcher Pete and go to part two because he told us to turn it over. We have it turned over now. And we'll be playing it shortly. Please stay tuned. Please enjoy.
find me.
He's hacking and whacking and smacking. He keeps hacking and whacking and smacking. He keeps hacking and whacking and smacking.
Show!
little something like this.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't like it, I'll punch you with my fist.
Oh, gee.
Open your ears and listen as I sing to you.
La, la.
But if you plug them, I will kick you.
Ouchie, 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 ow.
I like eating ice cream.
Yes.
And buying clothes in June.
Yes.
I hate picking up dog food.
By Townsend.
I wish I was a wizard.
Wizard.
I could make a lot of fun.
That would be cool.
For me and everyone. I know this will not happen.
Probably.
But it's fun to dream.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Wouldn't it be cool? I have a lifetime supply of ice cream.
Cookie dough.
My underwear's comfortable.
Oh, baby.
My bed's nice, too.
It's
cool.
To
my parents who bought it, I thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I got a girl named Sally Rally Rally, Sally Rally Rally, Sally Rally 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 Rally. I got a girl named Sally Rally 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 Rally. I got a girl named Sally Rally 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 Rally. Well, she does it in the morning, she's done it at night. Doing pretty, baby, doing all night. Got a girl named Sally Rally Rally. Yeah, Sally Rally Rally, Sally Rally Rally, Sally Rally 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 there. Sally Rally Rally, Sally Rally Rally, Sally Rally Rally, Woody Woody Wally 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 Wally, Yaddy 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 Yaddy. Oh Sally, oh Sally Rally Rally, oh Sally Rally Rally, Sally Rally 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 Rally. Sally Rally Rally, Sally Rally Rally, Sally Rally 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 Rally, yeah yeah yeah. Whoa, I got a girl named Sally Rally 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 Woody Wally Woody Woody Rally. She's my baby, she loves me so. Come on, baby, that's rockin' all day long. Sally Rally Rally, Sally Rally Rally, Sally Rally Rally, Woody 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 Woody, Addy 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 Addy. Now pick it. Down, 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 down. Wow, 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 wow. Ha, 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 yee-ha-ha. Woo, yee-ha, ha, ha, ha. Yee-yahoo, wah, yee-ha. Yee-yahoo, wah, yee-ha. Wah, yee-yahoo, ha, 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 ha. Yahee, 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 yahee. Sally Rally Rally, yee-ha. 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 Sally Rally Rally, I gotta go, baby. Sally Rally Rally, woody woody, yee, yaddy, 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 yaddy. What you doing in the morning, studio at night? Come on, pretty baby, do it all night. Do the Sally Rally Rally. Do the Sally Rally Rally. Sally Rally Rally, 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 Rally Rally.
There was a sports car on the road.
On the road,
I thought I knew the fella that drove.
That the sports car was slippery as an oyster.
Following it was like riding on a roller coaster.
Roller coaster.
Around the corners and over the bumps, every minute faster and faster, my heart thumped. Well, finally he stopped to get some gas. If I was to catch up, I had to move fast, to move fast. I stepped on her gas, he just made the corner. Wow, I was almost a goner, goner. I
rente week in een delicatessen. Paar 30 tuller en plenty te fressen. De ballenbus promised me a real gedille. Instead of gedille, I catched me a killer. You load 16 tons of hard salami. Kon die Frau bieten, hat das Trami. I hack a rein everything, get zu essen. I owe meine Schumme to the delicatessen. I was born one morning and I gave a geschrei. My mishpuche was happy, it was a holiday.
Good job, good.
I wanted my bottle, I felt real chipper. I didn't get nothing cause it was Yom Kippur. 16 tons all kinds smoked fishes. Latkes, blintzes und heiße knishes. Oh Lordy, nehm ich schnell to the promised land. A fire auf dem Boss soll werden verbrennt. Tate und Mame, they wanted a baby. A girl for sure, or a boy chick maybe. When Papi saw me, he said, Noise, what's this? She said, call the moil, there's gonna be a bris. You load 16 tons of bourbon pitcher. Kishki, pap, and haliva. To eat a piece kishki, you must have koich. Just like a stain, it lays in your boich. Ich hab jetzt schwer, just like a Jürg. Who gets a vacation, a nichtiger Tag. A finsterer Leben, I'm telling you boys. Comes Pesach time, there's no bread in the hoys. You load 16 tons of leckeren Tegel. Herring, Miss Lily, stuffed Hälsel and Bagel. Genick zu schleppen, just like a fair. Hier sagt zu mir Menschen, ist Degen drehrt.
Song sounds familiar. Yes, it's the same song. It's The Stumble, here performed by Dave Edmonds. Before you heard it from Jeff Beck, the last break, and the original at the first break from Freddie King. He wrote it. Okay, so where were we? Well, we last left Butcher Pete. He was turning the record over, and we turned the record over and got that out of the way. So I don't think he was actually cutting meat. I just have a feeling. Anyway, after that we heard from Joe and the Chickenheads. That was She's Ball. Not sure what that song was about, but I present it to you at face value. Followed by Somebody Anonymous, a little song I wrote. Parents, keep tape decks away from your kids. Hazel Atkins, Sally Wally Woody Waddy Weedy Wally. Say that three times fast. After that, the Shags, of course, everybody's favorite. That little sports car, 16 tons from Mickey Katz. And here we are with The Stumble again. So that does it for now. I have a mystery tune for you, of course. No clues. Next week, we'll be back to... we're going to observe the Olympics. We're not celebrating anything. I hate the Olympics. But we will observe it with a show about sports next week. I'm going to see if I can find a few bowling songs, ping pong songs... darts, tiddlywinks, something like that. So, wow. We'll be back with them next week. No baseball, no football, no hockey. Maybe hockey. I don't know. We'll see. So, stay tuned for that. And then in 2 weeks, of course, you're going to want to tune in for the Dog Days show, celebrating Dog Day, which is August 8th, and the Dog Days of Summer, which are upon us. So, enjoy the dog days, even if you're a cat. That means you, Jersey. And I'll see you next week. Have a good one. And don't forget to boogie. Take it out, Dave.
Dear Madeline, yeah, it's been a long time since you've been gone. And the doctor tells me I might be joining you real soon. Right now, they got me out here, and I think it's a sanitarium. Boy, sure a lot of crazy people out here. I called Sam, our attorney, the other day. I said, Sam, you got to get me out of here. They got me here by the knots. You see, Madeline? Yeah, haven't lost my sense of humor, huh? Yeah, there's a psychiatrist here. He keeps asking me funny questions like, have I ever cried? I said, yeah, of course I cry. He said, well, have you ever cried in front of a woman? I told him, I said, I used to cry in front of Madeline all the time, but I always considered it part of foreplay. Yeah, see, Madeline? You know, they got a doctor here with a lot of psychiatrists, and this one, I really ticked him off. You're gonna like this. He's telling me questions, and I keep going, huh? And then all of a sudden, he's shouting and screaming. And I said, what? Why are you shouting? He said, well, of course, I didn't think you heard me. I said, huh? You see, Madeline? Yeah, I haven't lost my sense of humor. Huh? Yeah, I drove him crazy. You know what I'd like to do, Madeline? When I get out of here, I'd like to go to India. Yeah, you remember how I used to love that corned beef and pastrami and potato salad? Yeah, well, that's why I'd like to go to India. I heard they had a new deli over there. Yeah, Madeline. Madeline, dear. Since you've been gone, a lot of changes. We got a new vice president. He's good. He's really good. I remember how you used to laugh at that last one, that Quail. Yeah, I recorded one of his last speeches. Listen.
What a waste it is to lose one's mind or not to have a mind is being very wasteful.
Yeah, I think what he was trying to say is the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And thank goodness they didn't waste one on him. Oh, Madeline, you'd be so proud of me. I don't drink anymore. Yeah, just the same amount. Yeah, when the psychiatrist asked me about drinking, if I drank a lot, did I drink in the morning? I said, yeah, of course I do. As a matter of fact, I told him, if a guy can't be drunk by noon, yeah, there's got to be something wrong with his watch. Yeah, Madeline, I miss you so. And I love you, dear.